This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Today we're going to study a passage in the epistle or the letter of 1 John in the New Testament as we continue this series about the definition and description of love. There is no other passage that describes love in the way this passage describes it. And this passage also, in my opinion, get this, contains one of the most important verses in all of the Bible, not just the New Testament. Follow along as I read from 1 John, not the Gospel of John, but the Epistle of 1 John in the back of the Bible, verse 16 of chapter 3. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Now here's one of the most important verses, in my opinion, in all of the Bible. Underline it if you do that, verse 23. And this is his command: to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. He didn't ask us, he commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. David Harkness was a great friend of mine in the ministry. He was a Presbyterian minister in Columbus. He used to give every week what's called a children's sermon. Some of you grew up in a background where you remember the minister called all the children of preschool through elementary age, and they would gather around the front, and he would give them a message just for them. One Sunday, he told me, he gave them a message on the subject of love, and he said, "Children, can anyone tell me what love is? Can you define love?" And David said, not one hand went up. So he said, well, let me change the question. Can any of you give me an example of love? And he said, hands went up all over the room. My mom, my dad. A couple even mentioned a brother or sister, shockingly so. But they mentioned people by name as examples of love. And David said it was a powerful lesson to him that sometimes people can't define love, but they can point to somebody and say, there's somebody who loves. Here's my question as I begin. Is there anybody on this planet that would be asked to define love and maybe would struggle with the words of defining it, you know, intellectually, philosophically or whatever, but they would point to you and say, that guy over there, that's a person of love. You see that woman over there, that's a woman of love. You see that teenager over there, that's a person of love. Would anybody point to you and say, you're the example of love? You know what, we might be stressed to think of anybody, and I'm including myself, we might be stressed to think of anybody that would think of us in that way. I want to bring up verse 16 again as we start this again. This is how we know what love is. Here's the definition of love. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. What does it mean to lay down your life? Instantly we think of, well, it sounds like he's talking about dying. But it's more than that. I found out one of the terms to describe this would be the word divesture, to divest yourself. It means to give up part of your life for someone else. Let me tell you something. If you're married, you lay down your life for your spouse, whether you know it or not. And I don't mean that in some facetious sense. A husband is to lay down his life for his wife. That's biblical. And conversely, I think it's also biblical that a wife lays down her life for a husband. There's a mutual submission in marriage. We submit to one another out of love, the Apostle Paul said. Parents lay down their life for their children. That's what the nature of love is. If you want to know what love is, it's not these warm and fuzzy feelings necessarily. It's laying down your life for another person. That's what it means. And the ultimate example, of course, is Jesus Christ laying down his life.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.